Blog Talk Radio.
The Smiley Day. Arkansas. The Smiley Day. Arkansas. The Smiley Day. Arkansas. The Smiley Day.
Monday. Welcome to the Smiley J Artist Zone, a platform for and about independent artists. As always, I want to thank you for joining me tonight. I hope you had a wonderful quarantine weekend. No, it's not much to do, but hopefully you found some productive things to do. Again, this show is every Monday at 8 p.m., so if you missed a Smiley J show, be sure to check it out on the Urban Flavor Radio Facebook page in the archive section. Speaking of Urban Flavor Radio, I want to shout out all the partners on Urban Flavor Radio. Remember to follow the Facebook page as well as the Instagram page. Urban Flavor Radio, we have different shows throughout the week, so check them out and see which one you like. You may like all of them. We're going to have, starting on Wednesday, we're going to have Wild Out Wednesday with comedian Doug Scott. So all the comedians out there in the DMV area, be sure to call in and chit-chat with him, and you're going to have Real Talk with Abraham starting on Fridays. If anyone out there know Abraham, this is going to be an interesting show. He's very well-read, very versed in many subjects. I think I'm going to check him out as well and probably call in too. Tomorrow, Thursday night, we have the Urban Radio Flavor Show with Alicia and Carolyn. Be sure to check them out tomorrow, 8 p.m. Mark your calendars. Before we begin, I just want to recap some information that I provided last Monday regarding the COVID-19 and how the COVID-19 has created a mandatory social distancing, which is preventing artists from performing. So you've probably seen a lot of Facebook Live performances as well as Instagram. A lot of the mainstream artists are their auto streaming numbers has fallen. So those mainstream artists numbers are falling. It's not looking good. And you know, I hope that the numbers increase because you know people are listening to more music. But outside of the big labels, things look a little bit different. Reports from the digital distribution platforms, the ones that cater to independent acts. They're seeing a huge surge in activity, which means that a lot of lesser-known independent artists are putting out a lot more music. I think that's a good thing. So shout out to all those independent artists who are still grinding in spite of this COVID-19 situation. So I want to bring on tonight's guest. I want to do a quick introduction and bring her on, Tigressa. Tigressa sings Natalie. Tigressa is a local singer-songwriter right here from the Washington, D.C. area. Tigressa has performed with many local bands, but she is known and often sought after for her well-attended tribute shows, which is dedicated to the late Natalie Cole. We all know who Natalie Cole was, R&B, jazz singer, songwriter, actress, and, of course, the daughter of the great late Nat King Cole. So without further ado, let's bring on Tigressa. All right, welcome. Tigressa, how are you doing this evening? Do we have Tigressa patched in? All right, stand by. Okay. Tigressa, are you there? Just stand by, guys. These things happen. Hopefully we can get her on.
Smiley, can you hear
Hi,
me?
Hi, Tigressa. Yeah, welcome. How you doing?
I am well. How are you?
I'm doing well as well. Thank you for calling in tonight.
Absolutely.
Sorry for that
Thank you so much for the invitation. No worries. Thank you so much for the invitation.
Absolutely, absolutely. So you know that you are part of tonight's show, which is the ladies' edition. So far, I've had all male artists. I was like, where are my ladies at? I know we have a lot of talent in the city, and all throughout the United States, I want to hear from my ladies. So it's two of you guys
Absolutely.
On tonight. So thank you.
Absolutely. We're out
yes.
here.
Yes, many of you. So, I don't know if you heard your introduction, but I read about your story, and I know that you have performed all throughout the Washington, D.C., metropolitan area at a lot of the music venues. Can you share your story? Because it was very inspirational to me when I read it. Can you just share your story with all of the listeners on how this Natalie tribute all came about?
Absolutely. And thank you so much for reading my story. Tigressa Sings Natalie is a tribute stemming from a childhood dream turned bucket list item that was ignited from a traumatic life experience I had in 2012. And that was just a reminder that life is short and that you need to live your life and start living it. And so we get so caught up in the day-to-day of demands of our work and demands of our family. But doing the things that we have a passion for, that triggered me wanting to do all the things that I had planned to do, thought about doing, and the tribute just came out of that. And so as I was growing up, I was singing Natalie Cole songs at a very young age. I remember running home from school to hear her music. You know, my brother was a DJ, and I wasn't allowed to play his records, but I would play them anyway, so I would run home really quickly and play them before he got home. And I was just so fascinated by her album covers, you know, that portrayed her so beautifully dressed in her gowns. And I would grab my brush and I would put a turtleneck atop my head. You know, that was my hair, right? The arms were my long hair. And I would just belt out her songs. You know, I would sing along with the record. And I would remember singing this one particular song, I'm Catching Hell, at 11 years old. And I remember that, believe it or not, the lyrics of that song were the most penetrating for me and had me feeling the emotions of that particular song. So, you know, childhood dream, that bucket list item, I decided that, you know, from singing with the bands in the area, and I was also a part of some all-girl groups back in the day as well, I decided I wanted to go out and, you know, find the perfect musicians that would come along with me on this to make this a reality. And I was able to do that through, you know, a couple of iterations of the band, but I'm so glad I did, because what I'm with now, the musicians that I have now, they're absolutely perfect for this tribute.
Wow, that's awesome. And just like I said, just, you know, reading your story, it was just so inspirational that, you know, a lot of times people have their bucket list and they don't get a chance to cross off that bucket list item. And you're
right.
Living your dream and you are singing the music of like one of America's greatest singers, I mean, you know, who was
yes.
loved by all, you know, not only her, but her dad. And I mean, and she's the epitome of class. So you get to,
yes.
You know, you get to represent that on the stage. And you mentioned your musicians. You want to shout your musicians out because they may be listening. So, you know.
Absolutely. I would love to. Thank you so much. Yes, the band, the Natalie Cole Tribute Band consists of Al Carter. He's my guitarist. Wayne Thomas is the bass player. Keith Jones is the drummer. Solomon Lewis is the percussionist. Curtis Greenhill is on auxiliary keys. Christopher Barnes is on piano. We have John Woodrich II on sax. Jerry Stewart is my vocal help. And we have Trey Soul, the artist, and we also have Shelton Cornelius Price is also on vocals. And we have, I have to also shout out my cousin, Colonel Barnes, who's been with me since the very beginning of this tribute and helping me source for musicians. And my honorary MC is Dr. Nick Johnson of WPFW FM Radio.
All right. Shout out to all those great musicians that you just listed. Not, you got a pretty big, large band, but, you know, you need that when you're doing Natalie's music, you know.
You need all of that. You need all of that.
Yeah.
And shout out to
Dr. Nick.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes, you have an orchestra. I mean, that is so classy. Wow. So I know that you're no stranger to the stage because, you know, as mentioned, you perform in local bands and you have been entertaining audience for quite some time.
Yes.
You also had the opportunity to grace the stage with a now famous actor that is right here from the D.C. area. You want to tell us a little bit about that?
I sure will. Let me just say my brother gave me my first platform to perform in front of an audience. So when I was younger, it would be myself and three of my childhood girlfriends. We would sing. We had a little group, and we would sing songs from High Energy, The Emotions, The Jones Girls. And then my childhood boyfriend, who you're speaking of, this famous actor, well-known comedian, Martin Lawrence, we called him Morton. He and I would, from Johnny Mathis and Denise Williams, Too Much, Too Little, Too Late, Donny Hathaway and Roberta Flack, The Closer I Get to You, Peaches and Herb, Reunited. So we would do our duets, and we would always be in showcases in the air, in the area. Whenever my brother would give a cabaret, he would give us an opportunity to perform at those cabarets. And I remember, this really quick story, remember we were performing at St. Luke's in Southeast, down by the shrimp boat, where the shrimp boat used to be, if it's not there anymore. And Martin and his male friends, they were performing a Earth, Wind, and Fire song, Reason. And Martin was leading the song, and he went to spin around because they had their coordinated dance moves. He went to spin around and to come back out of that spin to do that high note in Reasons, and nothing came out. Absolutely nothing came out. It was just dead silence. And he'll say to this day, I remember him saying to this day, that was a defining moment for him, that he wasn't going to sing for a living, but he was always funny. Even back then, and voila, look at him now. So yes, Martin was my childhood boyfriend, and we had, talent shows all the time where he and I would perform together.
Wow, and now he's a comedian. That's funny. That's funny.
Comedian and actor. That is, yes.
I just can't imagine Martin singing. That's funny. You know.
He can actually sing. At least he could then. And it has really
Wow. Now, do you still communicate at all with him, via social media?
No, I have not been in contact with Martin for a very long time. The last time I saw him, I don't know if you remember the Club Rhythms. It used to be Club Utopia in Landover.
I think I'm too young for that. No, of course I remember. I was there all the time.
Oh, okay. Club Utopia, before it became a club, it was a movie theater. And Martin and I and our other childhood friends, we worked there in the movie theater when we were very young. But that was the last time I saw him, when it was the Club Rhythms and he was in town. He was new to the screen and to, the broader audiences. And he was there and I saw him, but I haven't seen Martin in quite some time. I do know that his sisters are still in the area because my sister has run into one of them.
Okay. Wow. So I know, as I mentioned earlier, that you have performed in a lot of, music venues in the Washington, D.C. area, but you've actually performed in one of the most prestigious music venues, in the world. You want to tell us where that was and how that all came about? because I only got a few minutes, so I want to get in all the good questions.
Sure. So you're speaking of the Kennedy Center, I'm sure. Yeah, Tigressa sings Natalie and the Natalie Co. Tribute Band performed at the Kennedy Center last December, and that was also a dream come true. The timing of that performance was perfect because it was coming off of the Nat King Cole 100-year-long event that had just showcased at the Kennedy Center 2 months prior. So everything about that song was awesome, from the ambiance to the audience. And it was actually in one of the main theaters. It was in the Terrace Theater. It wasn't where I know a lot of people perform at the Kennedy Center, but it was actually in one of their main theaters that was in. It was a paid event. So it was awesome. It was an awesome experience. And we really look forward to doing that again.
And I just think that's amazing because, you know, it's not easy, you know, getting to perform in the Kennedy Center. And, you know, I have not yet had the experience of attending a Natalie tribute show, but I promise you that I will. So that when
Great.
I bring you back on the show, I can actually, you know, give my my opinion of how wonderful the show and the experience was. So
yes, and
I'm looking forward to that.
Great.
Now, I know that with the COVID-19, it has put a screeching halt to you know, traditional stage performances. You know, everybody now is doing, you know, streaming performances and doing online performances.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know that you had a scheduled performance that actually would have occurred this past weekend.
That's right.
Now,
yes.
Has this show been rescheduled? Can you give a date or a tentative date? Did they provide you with a tentative date that you can share?
No, we don't have a tentative date. It is being rescheduled, and that show would have been this past Saturday at Ashford and Simpson's Sugar Bar and Lounge in New York City. We do not have a rescheduled date as of yet, but as soon as we do, I would definitely make sure our audience and everyone is informed. We were really looking forward to that. We were doing the whole bus trip thing, so it was going to be exciting. We have some dates that are also being rescheduled at other notable venues in the area later this year, such as Blues Alley. That was scheduled for September 29th, I believe, because of the shuffle with the other national acts that they had to cancel. We're going to be given another date, as well as the Tin Pan in Richmond, Virginia, which will be later on this year as well.
Wonderful. So you are quite busy. I mean, you know, so tell the listeners who've never seen a Natalie tribute, they may want to take a peep and preview some of your singing. Tell them where they can follow you on social media, where they can catch some of your performances.
Yes, absolutely. I would encourage them, and I would love them to follow me on social media. Facebook is Tigressa Sings Natalie, as well as Instagram. And I'm on Twitter as Tigressa Sings. And you can also take a peek at some of the videos of some of our shows on our website, TigressaSingsNatalie.com, along with a host of photos from each of those events.
Okay, so for those of you that are listening, that maybe you didn't see the promo flyer for tonight's guest, can you spell Tigressa for
sure.
The listening audience?
Absolutely. Tigressa, T as in Tom, Y, G R E S S as in Sam, A, Sings, S I N G S, Natalie, N as in Nancy, A T A L I E. Tigressa Sings Natalie.
Thank you for that. Now, I know that you are a songwriter, and are you working on anything right now? Anything that you want to share?
Absolutely. I'm glad you asked. You know, we've been sheltering in place for quite some time now, and that's given us a time to be still and meditate, reflect, and rejuvenate, and probably even reinvent ourselves. And in doing that, I've actually dusted off. I actually have a catalog of songs that I've written over the years, and some music that was recorded back in 1991-93. But so we are going to be working on some original music as well, and I'm looking forward to engaging the band in that and everyone, you know, contributing to that project as well. So maybe the next time we come on, you may have some new music.
Absolutely. And look, that's why I asked that question, because I would love for you to come back and share your new music with the fans, the Smiley J Artist Zone show, and make sure that I will make sure that I come out and support your live performance, because it's very important to support our independent artists, especially when they're doing great things. And a tribute to Natalie, that's major. That's big.
Thank you so much.
So thank you for coming on the show kind of last minute. I appreciate it. Tigressa Sings is one of the nice people I've met. Very easy to talk to.
Yeah.
I mean, last minute, a lot of people, you know, they would have said, oh, no, I'm not sure. But, you know, she jumped right on it. So thank you so much for being a good sport. And I look forward to many other fun things from Tigressa Sings.
Well, thank you so much again for the invitation and for providing this platform for me to share. Artists such as myself, this is a great opportunity for those of us who have never heard of Tigressa Sings Natalie. I encourage you to follow me on Facebook and actually come out to some of our shows. You'll be glad you did.
Absolutely. And thank you again, and stay in touch. Until next time, be well and stay safe.
Thank you. You too.
Our next guest coming up, thank you so much. Our next guest coming up for the next hour. Yeah. All right. Our next guest coming up on the next hour will be Tolomide. She'll be coming up right after this commercial. Stand by. Don't move that dial.
The Smiley J Artist Zone, a platform for and about independent artists, jazz, R&B, neo-soul, reggae, and instrumentalists would love to have you on the show. Email thesmileyjartistzone@gmail.com for a calendar date. Hurry, dates are filling up fast.
All right, welcome back. I hope you guys are still tuned in. Our next guest is Tolomide. Tolomide is an international singer-songwriter. Her music is described as Soya Soul, a cross-culture blend of contemporary soul inspirational and African pop. Tolomide graces all occasions with riveting vocals, energetic stage presence, and engaging audience interaction. Her feature albums include My Love and Mama Sunshine. Welcome. Tolomide,
are you there? Yes, I am. Thank you so much for having me on your show.
Yeah,
I'm excited. Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yes, absolutely. How are you doing today?
Doing fine, thank you. Doing wonderful.
Wonderful. Again, welcome and thank you to the Monday Night Ladies Edition. So before we begin,
yes,
I like to always ask, because I don't want to assume that it's folks on the listening audience of people that you necessarily know. So give us a little background on where it started and how it all began.
Oh, well, okay. I'll take a summarized version. Well, I would have to say it began certainly in my high school. I was actually born in Canada. I went to high school in Nigeria, in Lagos, Nigeria. And while I was out there, I sang a lot in choir, and I sang in school, in my high school. And then when I decided to, when I moved back to Canada to attend to study fine art in university, I joined an all-female reggae band. And I was with them all through college, all through university for 5 years. And then when I moved to, when I left school, pretty much I moved to the States to secure a job as a graphic designer, my first full time. And I left music. I was like, okay, it's time for me to be serious and work with my degree, my fine arts degree, and I did that for about a year or two, and then shortly after I decided, well, let me just take the plunge and give this music career a shot as a solo artist. So that was a few years ago, and I've been keeping at it independently for the past few years, you know, learning, growing, having loads of fun writing, songwriting, and sharing music and exchanging too. And so that's kind of where I'm at now. You know, I have three albums I've done and quite a few singles and a few videos. So I'm grateful for this era where we can, you know, certainly do things independently, and there's information out there to and resources to kind of guide and help. And so, you know, I'm still on the grind, still trying to find ways to navigate this music industry scene, but I'm grateful for, you know, where I'm at now, and I'm looking forward to you know, more open doors, more opportunities to share music, really, which is certainly a great love I have. I'm grateful for the gift to sing and to entertain and to uplift and to, you know, send positive vibes and messages and storylines through these creative art forms. So that's kind of like a summarized version of how I kind of rounded up here, you know, from the, you know, from North America to the motherland, to Africa, then back on this part of the planet. But still finding ways to incorporate my heritage, which is Nigerian, into the music. And, of course, R&B soul, which I love so much and which I grew up listening to.
Yeah, and I love your music is fun. Your videos are fun as well. And I'm going to talk about that in a few minutes. But I want to ask you, how was it singing with the all-female reggae band for like 5 years? That must have been fun.
Yes.
I love reggae music.
Oh, my gosh. So much fun. And this is, I mean, we did some roots, but it's actually mainly dancehall reggae. And in high school, in Nigeria, I did enjoy listening to reggae. I never really understood the Patois language, you know, so your Shabaranks or all the, you know, of course, Bob Marley. I listened to that quite a bit. So coming, you know, actually joining the band was refreshing. It was actually entertaining even for me. I started just as a backup vocalist and then just grew to doing more lead, doing more of the hype lady for my band leader, which is her name is Lady Luscious. So she would do a lot of the dance hall, you know, kind of like the, you know, the rapping type thing. And I was, you know, I would do a lot of the undertones or the leads for some of the tunes we sang. Some of the songs we had were We Are Women and We Are Strong. So it was very like, certainly very female empowering moment, really. I felt like I was, you know, I was just happy to, I mean, this is right out of high school, to just, you know, this first band that this band that I'm part of is a band that, you know, really was made quite a name and was quite present in the Canadian scene. I toured quite a bit with them in Canada. We were based in Toronto. And, you know, we did a few videos as well. There was, I think there's two albums I sang with the crew. But it was a fun time. All of us were different backgrounds. My band leader is Jamaican, and, you know, I was Nigerian. We had a girl in there that was, you know, from Dominica. We had also Canadian, Ghanaian. I mean, we had Canadian. We had a lady from Cuba. So there was just a nice fusion of different ethnicities in the group, which I was just really grateful for that to be present. You know,
with all that different diversity, I know the dance moves were fire. All that culture moving, the hips and the swaying. I know that was fun.
Yes. Yeah, oh, yeah, it was so much fun. It was so much fun. I learned a lot. I learned a little bit more of patois. I finally understood a few things that I was singing in high school. But it was great. It was a fun turning moment and a stepping stone for me, because this was my, you know, I'd love to sing and perform. I danced a lot too I was kind of part of a high school African dance and singing group. So for me, it was it was really the first time I was like now in the field, like, you know, I mean, in entertaining and, you know, and getting paid here and there for it, actually recording. And it was really, I mean, my introduction to even that group I didn't actually go out seeking to be in music, but it just found me. You know, I was working part-time as a hairstylist, as in braiding in a salon, and my band leader's sister owned the salon, and she came one day saying she was looking for a singer, and she asked me to audition right there in the salon, and, you know, I, of course, you know, he gave me the opportunity, and then I'll bust a few notes if I can, and that was it. She asked me to come join our band, and the rest is history. And I have great friendships with really most all of them, really, till now. I mean, the ones I keep in touch with, a lot of them, some of them are on Facebook. So we certainly, the moments of, you know, just reminiscing on the times we, you know, we had together, and it possibly even coming together again to do something. But right now, with my solo career, I feel like it grew me and it taught me a lot about the entertainment industry and what I wanted for my own brand and for my own art, and being able to do this art form, you know, as an independent artist too, it really kind of helped me understand what I wanted to see happen for myself in my career, you know, how I wanted to kind of orchestrate certain things. You know, from the content of my lyrics to the content of even the visuals, the videos, the people that I work with, the producers that I work with, you know, I certainly make a very conscious effort to work with, you know, people I know would certainly bring out the best in me. I mean, are fabulous creatives as well, but also would be a great complement to what I'm also trying to offer musically. So, I'm excited.
Yeah, you should be. It's so many questions I want to ask you. I don't have enough time. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to go ahead, and I don't want to hold the listeners up anymore. I'm going to go ahead and get into one of your singles, My Love, and then we're going to come back and let that play. We're going to come back, and I'm going to open up the phone lines and let our listeners call in and comment or ask a question.
Okay, awesome.
So stand by.
Starting up my music. Urban Flavor Radio. I'm in these streets.
Your urban party station.
Get my rocking, get my rocking.
You love me wonderfully, creatively, so look just like you. You bless me, shower me with more than I can ever, ever do. I cannot live this life doing the things that I do without you. Truly divine, where can I find something as pure as you? Ooh. My love, my love, my love, my love, my love, my love, my love. Nobody bless me the way you do, you do, you do. Nobody feel me the way you do, you do, you do. Nobody love me the way you do. And hold me every day, yeah. You stronger, wisdom flow, finer things, they follow you all the way, yeah. I cannot replace you or the things you do. The sky's not wide enough to fill your space, yeah. The rays of the moon shine so bright, the stars they twinkle so brightly, all because of you. My love, my love, my love, my love, my love, my love, my love. Somebody bless me the way you do, you do, you do. Somebody feel me the way you do, you do, you do. Somebody love me the way you do, you do, you do. My love, my love, my love, my love, my love, my love, my love.
When I thought of my love, I was thinking, the back end of the story of me writing this was me coming back from work, because I still had my 9 to 5 and just sitting in my car and feeling like, man, thank God for, you know, helping me get home safely and protecting me from bad drivers. And then from there, I guess I just started thinking about various things I felt that I'd been blessed with. And then it came down to like, you know, my love, you know, and nobody blessed me the way you do. So it really had more of a, for this one, I was thinking about mega God love and just how I felt like nobody fills me up the way you do. Nobody loves me the way you do. Ultimately, I just felt, you know, privileged to experience this ultimate love. And really that was the birth of the whole song. And the intro that says Kemaroki is just a slang that I made up. It's kind of a fusion of Yoruba and just rocking. And I thought that, you know, I really wanted to get people like really rocking and grooving to this. So it really is just a slang I made up and that worked well for the song. So it's pretty much, it says Kemaroki. Kemaroki just means, you know, do your 1-2 step, get rocking, get excited and get pumped and get your groove on.
Thank you for clearing up that interpretation, because I watched the video And I love the song. It's got it's a real nice, fun, mid-tempo, groovable. It has that groovable beat, and I really like that song. I forgot to tell the listeners, if you want to talk to Tolomide, or if you have a question or a comment, be sure to press 1 so you can get your questions in. Also, I want to ask you about the video. I mean, you have quite a few videos, and I think that's really wonderful because a lot of artists, independent artists, aren't really privileged of being able to have a lot of a lot of videos to go with their music because of budgetary reasons. But your videos are very colorful and fun and Cosmo. Do you produce the videos? Are you behind the scenes and do you write and just produce the videos, or do you have someone to assist you with that?
I do produce the videos. So first off is starting off with, okay, how much can I afford? I've spent some time saving up a little bit and then pre-planning for, okay, what can I do with this budget that I've allotted for the video? And then I seek out people that want to work with me with my budget range. And then it varies. I mean, for My Love, I work with a lady. Her name is Taya Beroji. And at the time, she was just finished. I think she was just finishing up film school at Howard University. So she had just finished. Had just graduated, one of the two. And so she directed the video and, wrote the script. We, ran it together, and I'll go out and, have makeup artists I work with. I have, like, designers if I like their fashion, I'll work with them. But pretty much it's a collaborative effect of me trying to, work within my means, but also work with people that are available and willing to work with my range and still get something that's, considerably decent for a visual to go with the song. So it varies. I mean, the various videos, it's been different directors and producers. There's a guy, Kachil, that I worked with for, I believe, 2 of my videos. He's the one that did the first video I ever released. And he did Because You Know, and also did More Than You'll Ever Know. Both kind of love song. More Than You'll Ever Know is like a wedding, like a love romantic song. Because You Know is more of a song about togetherness. Together we must be as one. Together let's live in peace. More family oriented. And he too has his own style. He's an amazing director as well, and also very, very expensive film, and I think he's also right now currently working on a documentary. So there have been various one of the last video I shot was in Bahamas, and it was I sought out a director that's based there, and just waited for the right moment when I was there, and we were able to connect, and he directed a wonderful, totally caught my vision for what I envisioned for the song. The colors, the life, the dancing, the couple that featured in the music video. For myself too, it's also an unraveling moment because, you should be seeing, I kind of have my own style that I like to be present. But since I'm also dialoguing with them, I'm getting their feedback on what they think, would also work, for the brand or for the song, So, I'm grateful that over the years I have met such wonderful talents and, always looking, giving me more, more creatives that I can work with. But so far, I'm happy with the project. And there's always room for growth too. Always looking for, okay, what's going to be the next thing, what else can I do, but certainly, as you said, as an independent artist, the videos do come with a bit of a budget. So, and even now in this era with, incomes being maybe not as much from music, currently, you know, with it not being able to maybe do more gigs and things like that, is now, okay, how can one even be more creative working with the select project, and also now working with the confines of, you know, not being able to possibly go, you know, travel or do as, you know, do as much as one would usually do, I guess, when you're, you know, rent out
yeah.
a studio to get a picture done.
Yeah, these are very challenging times for all indie artists. So
yes,
I know that a lot of artists are using this time and being very productive at writing and, you know, arranging music.
Yes.
I want to go to a commercial, and then I'm going to it's going to be followed by your next song, Mama Sunshine.
Oh, wonderful.
Yes, yeah, stand by, listeners. Mama Sunshine.
The Smiley J Artist Zone, a platform for and about independent artists, jazz, R&B, neo-soul, reggae, and instrumentalists would love to have you on the show. Email thesmileyjartistzone@gmail.com for a calendar date. Hurry, dates are filling up fast. Thank you.
Okay, Mama Sunshine, Mama Sunshine.
That song
makes me want to just pack my bags and go somewhere tropical where there's lots of blue water and brown people and good music.
Yes, yes, totally. Sunshine. Yeah.
So
yeah,
with Mama Sunshine, what,
in this moment. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, sorry.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So Mama Sunshine, what when you wrote that song, was that about Africa? Was that about just a fun place where there's lots of sun? Tell me about that.
Oh yes, yes. I certainly was thinking about a combination of things. I was thinking about mothers, certainly. I was thinking about sunshine, warmth of sunshine. I was thinking about warmth of, you know, certainly that, I mean, the nurturing and caring nature of a mother is, you know, you just always feel that the person is, you know, your mom is looking out for you. And the sunshine, you know, sunlight certainly brings that, you know, warmth. So it really is a combination of, you know, the nurturing and caring nature of, you know, mothers, and kind of like equating that to, you know, just sun, breath of fresh air and sunshine, and really relationship, and just how, you know, if somebody I know cares about me, it's always a great feeling to know that, you know, someone out there is always, you know, is looking out, whether the person is with you physically or just their aura, their presence, you know, it just brings a real, you know, sunshine to our lives.
So, yeah, that, thank you for that, because that, you know, mothers certainly, whether they are here or no longer here, we always feel their presence, and mothers always make things better. And then, of course, you know, the sunshine. I mean, everyone loves the sunshine.
Yes. Yes.
I think another artist, yeah, the vitamin D, you know, that natural vitamin D. So there are quite a few Nigerian artists that's currently making a lot of noise on the music scene, you know, such as Wizkid, Davido, Don Jazzy, what's the girl name? Tanesha? I don't know her name.
Maybe Tiwa Savage or Tani.
Yeah, I can't think of her name, but she's collaborated with a lot of American artists.
Oh,
Tinashe.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Tinashe, yes.
Yeah. She collaborates with Davido. Yeah, that's true.
Yes. So if you could collaborate with any of these artists, you know, who would that be?
Oh, Lord, they're all beautiful artists. Well, the female artist I would name is Lira from South Africa. I love all my Nigerian sisters. You know, I'm always also thinking about, you know, who else in the continent can I also, that, you know, has really inspired me as well. And Lira is one of them. I love her songwriting. She's very soulful. And so certainly, amongst others, there's so many that are fabulous artists. I definitely love to collaborate, but Lira is one I've been following for a few years, and I think it'll be a wonderful collaboration if I'm able to get it done. But yeah, certainly, she's South African songstress, wonderful artist.
Yeah, and I noticed that in your bio, we share some of the same music, you know, musical influences. So I listen to a lot of music as well, world music, African music, Latin music, jazz. So I'm pretty well rounded when it comes to music, because I can't be in a box. I'm not that girl that can be in a box. I actually kick the top of the box off. We only have a few minutes, and I want to ask you one question. Actually, it's not a question. Well, it is a question and a compliment as well. I noticed that you wear some of the most beautiful African print and attire clothing in your videos and when you perform. Do you have someone that specially make your clothing?
Oh, yes. I work with there's some designers in the D.C., Maryland, Virginia area that are just
amazing. So, yes, I work with, I try to list, I always, in the music videos, I would list the names of the designers that have sourced some of the clothes. So, yeah, I mean, I always try and represent, you know, I got to represent the continent. So, however way I can.
Yeah.
Also, yeah, I mean, our culture really has to do a lot with the fabric and our wares and what our fashion and Ankara and Asha, okay, those are all, that's all part of our culture. So, and I mean, of course, I love, you know, nice, fun colors as well. So I do try and rock at least a touch of something in really all the videos and performance as well. So,
yeah,
yeah,
very
so
beautiful,
many,
colorful.
So
and you, and
yeah,
you wear it well. And I think we have a mutual friend, Vivian, who is a designer, and
oh,
she
Vivian
has a lot of nice, beautiful.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
I see the
Vivian.
Yeah.
Anya, yeah.
Yeah.
Vivian, is, she's awesome. I mean, there's,
yes,
there's so many artists. TNT, Fashions I've worked with. There's, Ghanaian designer. What's her name again? That I've worked with as well. That's like so amazing. But
well,
I definitely I'd like to encourage
out,
everyone.
No, we just want to shout out all those designers, African designers who are making all the beautiful African attire. That, you know, I'm seeing a lot of it, and I'm actually going to get, you know, get me some custom made. I'm going to have to reach out to Vivian because I've seen her work.
Yeah.
And, actually, she's made me something before. We only have like 2 minutes. I want to thank you for coming on the show, and I wish you much success in all that you do. I know that you had a concert on Saturday, this past Saturday, that I missed, and I can't go back and see it because that platform doesn't allow it. So I want you to shout out and tell all the listeners how they can follow you and where they can find your music.
Okay, yes. Well, first of all, let me just shout out Afua from Studio De Maxi because she's the designer that I was trying to remember that it just escaped my mind, and also Anna Teko. Where people can find me is my website, tolumidemusic.com. Simply Tolumide, that's TOLUMIDE, music.com. And on my website, it has links to all my platforms. My handle is simply Tolumide, that's TOLUMIDE. I'd like to encourage everyone to please sign up to stageit.com/Tolumide and follow me there just so you can also, you can get notices for my live performances. You can also follow me on Bands in Town. And you can also follow my Spotify artist profile. And it's simply listed as my name, Tolumide, TOLUMIDE. And for the music videos, they're all on my YouTube page, which is TOLUMIDE, youtube.com/Tolumide.
Wonderful. Our time is about up, but I want to thank you again for coming on the Smiley J Artist Zone. Please come back again. And be sure to follow her on all her social media pages. Also, check out her videos. They're very fun. Thank you again.
Thank you.
Thank
you for having me. No, this is a wonderful,
absolutely,
wonderful show. So grateful to be on here. Thank you so much. And I'm wishing you all the best. Many more fun shows to come, too. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Take care, Smiley.
And back at you.
Music. Urban Flavor Radio. I'm in these streets.
Your urban party station.
The Smiley.